You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida, So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Oh, yeah, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we have a full, and I mean a full house tonight. Yes, we do. Now, before we begin,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, tonight's show, we're live from Orlando, Florida. But the studio folks will be telling you things that you can, if you want, do things online with them. And we have a full pack show. Yeah, we even have a doctor with us that can does acupuncture. That's right. Well, let me tell you who's in the studio right now, besides myself, your host, Michael. To my right, my beautiful, that's right, my lovely wife, Lynn Gold. Are you there? My co-host.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the January 21st, 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to be here with you tonight.
And sitting next to me on the other side.
On the other side.
My other co-host.
Other side.
That's right. On my left side. I call him Big Dave. That's right. Dave Hildebrand.
Howdy, howdy, all. Good to be here. And Lynn, nice to see you, and good to meet some of our new guests. So be having fun this next couple hours.
And behind the scenes, we have, before we get started with the crew here in the studio, I got to mention, without him, we don't have a show. Chris Shaw, behind the scenes, engineer.
Yay!
And engineer.
Whee!
Chris,
yes,
Shaw.
Sir. How you doing?
All right, Chris.
You guys look great. Wait till you get my age.
And sitting next to Dave Hildebrand, we have the young man who is in charge of total health guidance. And his name is John Steitler. John, did I say it right? I hope I said it right.
You sure did.
Oh, good. I'm proud of myself today because I always screw up names.
You're on
so
a roll,
I'm glad,
man.
I got your name right. I'm still learning Dave after 4 years.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dave, did I say your name right today?
Almost.
Hildebrand?
I think you did good.
Hildebrand.
Well.
Did I say it?
Don't say it anymore because you're going to blow it.
I'm going to blow it. Okay, I won't say it anymore.
You had it right the second time.
Well, John is going to introduce his crew. And John?
Yes.
Now you're on.
Okay. Well, with me here in the studio is Tony Ambush. Tony is our office manager as well as our wellness coordinator and massage therapist at Total Health Guidance. And along with Tony, we also have Coven Montemayor, who is one of our acupuncture physicians.
Hey, everybody.
I would like to give a couple shout outs before we get into anything else. First of all, I'd like to say, well, his birthday was yesterday, but happy birthday to our dear friend and producer, Chris Shaw. Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy
oh, he's
birthday.
Playing his own music.
Happy
Shaw.
Birthday
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chris Shaw. Happy birthday to you. And by the way, anybody wants to call in and say something nice. Not anything negative. Nice to Chris Shaw. 407, listen to the phone number, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
All right, and I'd also like to wish, we need to wish another co-host,
yeah, her birthday.
Sheila Young's birthday is this week.
Happy birthday, Sheila. Sheila Young, but her birthday's on the 25th.
That's fine.
Okay, well, Chris Shaw,
we celebrated all
happy
month.
Birthday, and Sheila Young, happy birthday.
Okay. And then I have one other shout out that's not happy. Our guest, Liz Olexa, was supposed to call in the second hour, but I got an email from her that the vice president of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind passed away unexpectedly Friday night. So Liz will not be calling in. She'll be calling in at a later date. And we'd like to extend our condolences to the family and, excuse me, and the council. All right.
And also, I want to say, I understand we have some new listeners in Dallas.
Oh, everywhere.
And St. Louis. Yeah. So, wow. Hey, Dallas, you can call in, you know. And same with St. Louis. You can call in. Hope you do. But we'll be going to your cities with the live radio show, live in St. Louis and in Dallas. Sometime the end of March, beginning of April, we'll be there live. And you want to call us today, call us in, 407-894-1680. Is that right, Lynn?
That's correct. This is going to be tricky with this
you're
mic
on.
Back and forth. Well, that's okay.
You're on,
you can
Lynn.
Still talk.
What?
You can still talk.
I can talk?
You can talk.
Wow, listen to this. Can you imagine that telling your husband he can talk? Wow, I'm impressed. So what do you have to say? I was going to say for yourself, but I'm not going to say for yourself. What do you have to say that you took this big trip? You're going to tell us more in the second hour?
Right. David, you don't know it yet, but we're going to do Dave's travel talk.
Yeah.
Look out.
See that?
He went to, where'd you go?
All right,
just tell us where you went. Just tell us where you went.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
They let you in, huh? They let you in.
The big trick was coming back. Yeah, the fact that the U.S. let us back. We were happy about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we had a wonderful time, though. If we got stuck in Vancouver, British Columbia, it wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Well, we're going to talk more about you in the second hour. Right now, I want to turn it over to John. John Basford Tipton. I understand you're from Ocean City, New Jersey.
I am originally, yep. I've been down here in Orlando for the last 24 years.
So you are an Eagles fan too?
I am. I'm an Eagles fan, yes. It's hard to be here tonight with knowing that they're playing.
I understand that one. I'm agreeing with you. So let's sit down and hopefully we'll win tonight. Hopefully. I'm certainly praying for that. But
my poor Jags just lost.
Yes. Well, guess what? They almost won. Almost, but that doesn't count.
Close.
Everybody hasn't healed just yet, so you don't really want to give the score right now.
Because
it was a heartbreaker. It was a heartbreaker.
They lost in the last 2 minutes.
Lynn, do me a favor. Can you push David's microphone up to him just a little bit? Are you fine, Dave?
John,
you good?
It.
We got you.
John.
Actually, there's...
Okay.
That's good.
I got you.
Okay, so what's more to you, the second hour. Right now, I want to turn it over the show to John from Ocean City, New Jersey. And he's going to talk about what?
We have 1 minute till we go to break, so.
1 minute.
Yeah.
You got 1 minute, John.
Tell us all about what you do.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Tell you everything you do. Well, in 1 minute, I'll let you know that we are an integrated healthcare center. And a lot of people don't know what that means. What that means is we look at people from the whole person health. So we integrate mental health with physical health, spiritual health, relational health, even financial health. We tie it all together and we look at the whole person and try to bring health. We bring a whole team of healthcare professionals from clinical psychologists to naturopathic doctors, massage therapists, acupuncture physicians.
But John, what I would like to do when we come back from the break, since I know nothing about the holistic approach, and I'm sure 98% of our listeners do not know about the holistic approach, you and I had this, or actually it was Tony, I gave you a few questions that I thought would be interesting, and we'll go down those questions. And listeners, if you have any questions, please call in 407-894-1680 because we're going to learn a lot today.
I know I'm going to have some questions.
Right. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Sounds
we'll
like we're
going
to break. See you on the other side of the break.
Bump, 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 bump.
Ally, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider, and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com. If you're not feeling up to par,
I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
We are back. Oh, yes, we're back live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, if you want to look up in the web, it's Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you miss a show, if you want to look to see any shows you've missed in the past, all the last few years are all there. This show will be there tonight, late tonight. And we're always posting all our shows a couple hours after the show. So again, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, just put Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's if you want to write to us, which I hope you do. By the way, if you want to call in today, 407-894-1680. John, you still there?
I'm here.
Well, let's hear about what you have to say for yourself, John.
Okay.
Mads for Tipton. That's a joke for those who know about the millionaire, John.
For those who know how crazy Mike is, Michael is, that we always pick on him a little bit about the when he tells everybody to say what they have to say for themselves. So
I didn't say that to you though tonight.
No, I'm cutting you some slack.
No, all right. Well, thanks. Right. Thank you.
But we love you.
Okay. So here we go. We're going to learn, John. We're ready to learn.
All right. Well, I'd love to just tell you, I think one of the questions that we were just talking here in studio was just really, what is holistic healthcare?
Right.
And when you hear that term holistic, what does it mean? That obviously has a lot of variables. Different people have different understanding of what that means. We often hear the phrase mind-body-spirit approach. A lot of people talk about, hey, we take a mind-body-spirit approach. And that really is what we do. Like, our vision statement for our for Total Health Guidance is we help children, adolescents, and adults to become physically healthy, emotionally solid, relationally connected, spiritually strong, and financially secure. Now that sounds like a lot. That's a huge vision statement, but that really is what we do, because when we think of holistic, we think of whole person health. So people come to us usually for one specific thing. They mm-hmm. might have back pain and they're coming to deal with back pain, or they might have diabetes, or they might be dealing with depression, or they might be going through a divorce or a relational issue. So we take whatever the person is coming in to us for, and we look at them from this total health perspective. So we listen to them, we figure out what the root cause is, and our desire really is to get to the root of whatever the issue is. Because you can take any one of those issues I just mentioned. It could be depression. Well, depression is a mental health issue, of course, right? But it's also a physical health. It'll have physical manifestations, and it can also be a relational issue. If you're married or have in a relationship with somebody who's depressed, you know it'll have an impact on your relational status. Well, the same thing can be true about diabetes. We think of diabetes as a physical issue, but yet it is also an emotional, a relational, and a financial issue. And the same thing with if somebody's going through a divorce, or even if they have debt. You know, debt is a financial issue, but yet it is going to have an impact on physical health,
right,
because
stress.
Of stress and emotional health. So we take a look at all those things, and we put together a plan. Now, some people just come for one thing. They just come for our mental health counseling, or they just come for marriage and family therapy, or massage therapy, or nutrition, or weight management, things like that. But a lot of people do come for that whole person health. And when we meet with them on one particular area, then they see the benefit of looking at how everything interacts with each other.
And how it's all handled there at one location, which is the huge, huge help to somebody, especially to our listeners here that are blind or low vision, that where transportation is difficult, where you being able to go from doctor to doctor is not an easy task. So you're almost a clearinghouse when it comes to being able to handle so many different areas in one, basically one building to a great degree.
Yeah, we work with a lot of visually impaired. We've had visually impaired and blind clients in the past for any of those areas, people that have come to us for nutritional counseling, or people that have come for marriage and family work, or massage therapy, and so forth. So, and our building here in Orlando is such a easy access because it's right there, you know, just off of I-4,
yeah.
Kirkman Road, just off the turnpike. So it's easy access for anybody in the Central Florida area.
Nice.
Hello, audience. This is Tony. I just wanted to speak to David. That was a really good point that you made. One of the benefits of having all of what we do in one location, as you said, is that the other thing is we're working with each other. So anybody that's coming to our office and receiving, you know, more than one service, we are communicating with each other constantly. Whereas sometimes when you're going to different doctor's offices for different types of modalities, there might not always be a discussion where they're, you know, really communicating with each other. Not saying it doesn't happen, it's just so easy for us because we're all right there connected. We before we see each client, we're connected on what treatments we've had with them, what the next steps are, and really kind of developing a full plan to make sure we help them get back to health as soon as possible.
Right, and you guys actually like each other too. See, I mean that's a big plus. Yeah. I mean you know that sounds kind of crazy, but obviously doctors have to communicate. And if you're in the typical situation, you're going to your family doctor, and then they've got to contact one of your specialists, and they don't all necessarily, they're not all buddy buddy. So it is kind of nice that everybody's on the same page right off the bat with your organization, you know?
Yeah, I think that really helps the clients get, again, you know, moving closer and quicker to health when possible when that happens.
When people call you or go online, do they, this will sound like a silly question, but do they realize that you're a holistic approach, or they're looking for counseling and then it's, oh, by the way, we're a holistic approach?
Well, we do straightforward like mental health counseling.
Oh,
so if somebody just wants to come in because they're dealing with depression or anxiety, mm-hmm. we do mental health counseling. So when we say holistic, we're not against, you know, we're not like against medication, mm-hmm. or we're not against traditional medication. Mm-hmm. We just take a more integrated approach. For example, in this, you know, David, you just mentioned, like, we have so many specialists. You know, I joke about sometimes we have, it seems like we have an elbow specialist and an earlobe specialist.
Staff.
And
there's pages
you know,
of people.
We have a specialist for every little thing in society, where what oftentimes we're missing is a generalist, somebody to sit back and listen to the whole big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's what our whole team is trained to do. Mm-hmm. So whether they're coming in for acupuncture or they're coming in to see a mental health counselor or whatever, all of our staff are really trained to sit back and listen. So they might be coming in for depression, but we're seeing the big picture. If they have chronic pain, that's, you know, that could be certainly exacerbating the depression. If they're coming in for marriage counseling, but we understand that they're going through tremendous debt, they might need financial counseling along with marriage counseling. So we're kind of a team of generalists. We sit back and then we work in our own areas of specialties. Hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe we should list now some of the areas that you touch at the practice. And then if you have any questions, please call in. And you don't have to live in the Orlando area. They can help you with some of the situations over the phone with consulting. So the numbers, call us now if you have any questions for John and Tony and Coven. It's 407-894-1680. Like I said, you do not have to be living in Orlando to ask the questions. They can help you from afar with certain instances. So why don't we go through some of the things that you
sure
well, touch upon.
And maybe if I just high level,
whatever
think
you
about
would
the,
like to do.
If you think about it in the mind, body, spirit
right.
approach, if you think from the mind, that really is anything counseling related. So we do mental health counseling. We do marriage and family therapy. We do, you know, children, like play therapy with children. We do psychological evaluations, everything from, you know, comprehensive psych evals to psychosexual evaluations, like court ordered evaluations, substance abuse evaluations, addiction treatment, you know, anything counseling related, including financial counseling, life coaching, career counseling. So we have a whole team of therapists that'll do any type of counseling from the mind. From the body perspective, we typically think of, obviously, massage therapy would fall into that, acupuncture, nutrition, weight management. Those are all things that you typically might think about being under the body. And then from the spirit side, we do take a faith-based approach. So if people have a specific personal faith, we'll integrate their faith mm-hmm. into the healing process. So we have two of our therapists who are actually ordained as ministers, and they're licensed as clinical Christian therapists. So that if somebody specifically wants Christian counseling or biblical counseling, that is something we can offer. But they're trained to integrate whatever they work with, Muslim, Hindu, atheist, everything in between, and they'll integrate their faith. So we're open to, you know, to everyone, mm-hmm. regardless of whatever background. I put those, our practices in those categories of mind, body, spirit. However, even within them, for example, you know, Tony, you could probably talk more about with massage. Most people think of massage as being a physical treatment. Talk about the physical treatment, but how would you incorporate the mind into that?
Well, I think massage, of course, most people recognize it as a fun thing, sort of a pleasure thing, or, you know, an item that they don't really, you know, it's just kind of a thing they do as a reward for themselves. And I think that massage is often used to help people relax. I think my focus and our focus here is to really help our clients dealing with any type of pain. Specifically for me, I really enjoy helping people that may have lost their inability to walk or their mobility, just really helping people get back to health. And as John mentioned earlier, when somebody's dealing with pain, that really can cause some emotional issues in your life in terms of stress, depression. There are things happening in the body that are really preventing us to live our lives fully. So we do a lot of work around making sure that people have an open pathway in their body physically for energy to move through. We deal with helping people recognize that the body does hold emotion in certain ways, and if that emotion isn't freely, you know, able to move about, it can cause ongoing damage in the body. So we really look at the whole person again, just really depending upon what the need is. We can help people resolve physical issues, pain, just stress reduction and relaxation as a reward as well. We incorporate things like essential oils to help as well. The benefit I think I have with Total Health Guidance, why it's so amazing, is I do get to work with the emotional side of it, incorporating massage into helping people release their emotional things that they may have tied in.
I have to interrupt here. This is Michael. I have to interrupt something. I don't know if a lot of you know. I went blind. I don't think John knows
this. Michael, use your mic.
I went blind due to stress. That's what the doctors, that's what Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia said. That's what Bascom Palmer in Miami said. I went blind due to stress. And if I would have gone to massage therapy, as he's saying, and not have been so stressed out all my life, I wouldn't be blind today. And that's the truth.
So
thanks for sharing that, Mike.
So what you're explaining to me and what you're telling me now, stress can be a major factorization in a lot of stuff that we deal with and go through that could mess up our health.
Absolutely. And one of the main things I think that people may not really understand, like, stress is a major, it produces a major, major amounts of cortisol in the body.
That's
it. And the biggest thing that causes our problem in our country, I think specifically, is weight. And even that little bit helping reduce the body's stress level to help reduce that can help promote just natural weight loss. So there's, again, I think it's looking at the need for massage, not just to feel good, but in feeling good, you are gonna feel good. Over time, your body's getting what it needs, and sometimes we can't provide that for ourselves just because we're working so much consistently.
Most people don't understand. I have to interrupt you now, because talking now, most people listen to the show, right, don't know how important what you're saying is. They're just listening and they're not listening. Right. Let's say again, repeat, I went blind because I didn't get massage therapy, and the doctor said to me, if I would have had yoga or massage therapy, I wouldn't be blind today.
Okay, so let me ask this then, because I'm an athlete. I'm athletic or a former athlete. And they used to say, hey, we need you to eat as much pasta as you can because that pasta breaks down into the sugar, and the sugar gets you pumped and going for the middle of the game. After the game is over with, you know, I go home and I relax. I take a hot shower. Then I get up the next day and I go work out again and lift weights. So that can't be my stress reliever?
That's only one thing. But talking about what the doctors told me, now I'm talking about your eyes. So I'm talking about something that I know. When you start talking about stress and what Tony's saying, I can relate to it 100%. And by the way, Bob Hope, many years, talked about getting a massage because he said it helps you live longer. You didn't stress that either, Tony. Because they say that if you get a massage a lot in your life, you can live longer, because what's happening is it's circulating your blood around your body. Now, the same thing when you talk about stress. When that stress is going to your brain, that's what happened to me. I had too much cortisol in my brain. So it wasn't my eyes. My eyes are not bad. It's the brain who gets screwed up because all that stress, and I had no release.
Mike, we already know that. You don't have to stress that. We know.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So, yeah, that's what I was saying. Massage can help. You know, massage is a form of exercise for the client and the massage therapist as well. So it can, not a replacement for exercise, but it can certainly help. For Chris, one of the things, athletes are a little bit different, I think, and John can speak a little bit more about the nutrition side in terms of what you're eating. But as an athlete, your body's doing so much more than probably the average person. So all that food intake is potentially, you know, not really harmful. I mean, if you're taking that food and not doing anything positive with it, obviously, but as an athlete, it might be very different. Like I said, John can speak to that a little
bit. Oh, here comes the break.
We're going to go to break and we'll keep talking and we'll get to the other side.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paul Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're back. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. Oh, yes, we are. You don't know the show? Well, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We save the bridge. We are the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. Listen, I hope you call in 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to go to trivia.
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller?
Let's go to the caller first.
Okay, who's on the line?
Gregory Lindbergh.
Oh, Greg Lindbergh calling from, what are you calling from? Who are you calling for, Greg Lindbergh?
Dade City.
Where?
Dade City, Michael.
Dade City.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Hey, Dave. How's it going, man? Hey, everyone else. Great to hear your voices tonight.
Yeah, what do you have to say? What are you saying, welcome, fella? What are you saying out there?
Hey, I just I had to say you guys are delivering some great info. I mean, everyone can use stress relief no matter how old you are, what your situation is. But I did have a quick question. I was wondering about yoga. I did get a yoga mat for Christmas, but I'm kind of, you know, not really sure how to go about actually doing yoga. I wondered if you had any recommendations on different types of yoga or what works best.
Hey, Greg, thanks for calling in. This is Tony. I've done yoga before, so I'm not a yoga instructor, but there are, if you can call, I mean, you can find stuff on your TV, one. Most of the cable programs have free stuff. But for starters, it's often people will kind of start and they'll feel like, you know, it's too much and they'll stop. So what you want to do if you're looking for a place to go do yoga is just call and ask them about a beginner. So to make sure that they address you as a beginner when you go in, so they don't expect you to do the same yoga positions as someone who's been doing it for 5 years. There are blocks and belts and pillows and all different kinds of ways to help beginners do the stretches as their body becomes stronger and more flexible.
But I really recommend massage therapy over yoga.
Or in corporation with, yeah, that'd
well,
be good.
Based on what I know, massage therapy does the trick.
Yes.
So, Greg Glibberg, you don't have to worry about stress. I know you very well.
Yeah, everyone's got, like yes. I said, yes. It doesn't matter how old you are or your situation. I think everyone can benefit from some stress relief. So.
Absolutely.
Well, that means you have to come here and get massage therapy.
Yeah. Now, at your facility there, do you guys offer any kind of yoga classes or?
Not at the moment. We actually have done some of those before where we have special, you know, once a month or twice a month, we have actual weekend classes we usually offer. So sometimes that may be a possibility. I do know that in the massage practice, if you came in, let's say, and you were looking for stretching, there are, you know, massages that, you know, the majority of the time in the massage can be incorporating flexibility and passive stretching to help incorporate, you know, some improve your inflexibility during the massage. But right now we don't have any specific classes for yoga.
Greg, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the info. Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for being
take
out.
Care, man.
We're going, sure, we're going now care. To you do too. Trivia. The phone number to call in, if you know the who's singing, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Okay, the first one to call in. Let's hear it.
Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong and I learned how to get along. So now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your keys.
Wait a minute, we gotta keep on playing that song. I'm playing it for my Philadelphia Eagles because we get no respect. Let's play it for my Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go, come on now, sing the song. Come on, sing the song, Philadelphia Eagles. Come on, let's go. I will survive, we will win it, we will win. Yes, come on now, Philadelphia Eagles, let's go. Got it, show, let's go. The first one who calls up tells me who's singing that song. I will survive. That's right. Let's go, Eagles. Come on. We don't want to survive. We want to win. 407-894-1680. And if you are a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you can call. And if you're not, you don't have to call. I hate to say that, but today is Philadelphia Eagles Day on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay. Can I get a word in edgewise?
Yes, you may.
All right. I have to do a PSA. So I wanted to remind you, for the local people, that the Lighthouse Central Florida is recruiting now for professional customer service representative training and job placements. Let's see. Participants have to be ages 18 and up. They will have access to customer service and the contact center technology training, cutting-edge information from industry leaders, and individualized job development services with full benefits analysis for recipients of SSDI and SSI.
Qualified individuals will be eligible for transportation scholarships, interview wardrobe, and job placement with Access Technology Support. It's a 5-week training program. It did start January 8th, but you can still call them. It will continue throughout 2018. There are contact center positions in the hospitality, financial, insurance, technology, and other industries which are growing in Central Florida and provide outstanding opportunities for advancement. So contact Sonia Bermudez at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483, extension 229. Here you go, Michael.
I understand we have two callers on the line right now, both being from the Orlando area. We have KJ on from Orlando, and who's the other caller?
Tanya from Winter Park.
Actually, it's Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah, she. Am I saying
right? Okay. So who was first on the line?
KJ is up.
KJ's up. Well, listen, Tanya, don't hang up. I'd like to talk to you too. So, KJ, you're up.
Yay! All right. So, is it Aretha Franklin?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I have another guess, but I can't guess again.
No, I'm sorry.
Tanya's going.
Yeah, it wasn't. Sorry. Keep on calling.
It was worth a try.
Worth a try. Right. Thanks for calling in, KJ. All right. Now you're up, Tanya.
How about Donna Summer?
No.
Oh, wow. You both got it wrong.
I picked a good one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't get it.
It's not Donna Summer.
It's not Donna Summer.
I know, Tanya. That's what I was thinking, too.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Both didn't get it. Well, okay.
All right, not a problem.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, all right, so 407-894-1680.
This is a good one. Oh, wow. Good job.
I thought you both would get it. I thought it was an easy one.
So we're going to continue talking with Tony while we're waiting for
407-894-1680. Okay. Who's the first one going to call in? So we got two people from the Orlando area, one from Winter Park. Both. Let's see. Maybe somebody outside of Orlando can call in. Let's see. Anybody calling in? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? And don't cheat. Don't look it up.
And don't ask Siri. That's not fair.
Yeah, not fair. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Okay.
All right, Tony, you're on.
Okay.
Well, actually, I was just saying, like, when I introduced Tony about when we think about the mind, body, spirit approach, we think about massage being under the body section. But as Tony just, you know, described, that it really goes beyond the body. He helps with mental health, too. So I wanted to ask Coven here. Okay. Coven is our acupuncture physician. Again, when you think of acupuncture, most people think of a body treatment.
Right.
So, Coven, can you tell us more about, you know, acupuncture as a body treatment, but also does it go beyond that?
Yeah, for sure. So the reason acupuncture goes to treat the mind and the body is that acupuncture treats the individual. And we're working with acupuncture in particular to restore an individual's ability to heal their own body. And so for the mental and the physical aspects, we can talk about how the nervous system works. This is one of my favorite explanations, in that you have your parasympathetic and your sympathetic aspects of your nervous system. And the sympathetic is responsible for your fight or flight. So if you are being chased by something dangerous, or if a car almost hits you, your sympathetic nervous system is gonna go into hyperdrive and you're gonna be bolting. You're gonna be filled with adrenaline and you're ready to go. Now, when that happens, your parasympathetic kind of is set on the wayside. You don't really need to take a nap if you need to be running, right? So a lot of times, especially with acupuncture, we can kind of balance those systems, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. When those two systems are off balance, we see a lot of physical symptoms. From the mental symptoms, that's could be anxiety, could be panic attacks from more of an extreme thing, could even be depression, things like that. From the physical side, if your parasympathetic nervous system isn't working, all that resting and refreshing, you're probably not sleeping very well. From the sympathetic side, if it's in excess, you're probably having palpitations or some other, maybe sweat, you're having like sweats out of nowhere, or just anxiety, right?
COVID, can I interrupt for a minute? I hold that thought. We just want to take our caller from Fort Lauderdale, and we'll go back to you, okay? Oh, here you go, Michael.
So we have a caller on the line, thinks to know about the trivia. This is Michael from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Michael, you on the line?
I am. Hey, guys. Michael and Lynn.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I haven't been able to catch your program for a while, but I caught it today.
Okay. Well, have you gotten a bracelet?
Yes.
Oh, you haven't gotten our bracelet. Okay.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, well, they'll have to send you a bracelet. So if you're going to win, you get two things. You'll get a bracelet. We're giving out bracelets for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And let's see. Who do you think singing that song?
I'm pretty sure it's Gloria Gaynor.
You're 100% right. It's Gloria Gaynor. That's right.
1978.
Oh, yeah. 1978. That's 1978. Oh, my goodness gracious. So you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
I appreciate that, guys.
All right. So we'll send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, and we'll send you a bracelet when you call
in. They just built a Dunkin' right outside my condominium.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Lucky man.
So we'll send you that gift card. Give you a name off the air. You give your name and address, and we'll send you that plus a bracelet.
Just say a quick hello.
Thanks.
Okay, who's on the line besides
him?
Thank you, Mike, for calling
Thanks,
in. Don't hang up.
Have a good year.
Thank
have
you, too. Keep on listening to the show.
This second person was calling in, I think, for trivia. Just say a quick hello.
Who is it?
Is it Janice?
Janice, are you there?
St. Petersburg.
Janice? Hello? Janice?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Janice. Are you calling in from St. Petersburg?
Yes, I am.
So I'm sorry. Did you try to call in? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You thought you knew the answer?
Yes, I tried calling for trivia, but somebody got there before me.
All right. Oh, well, call and next time. We'll have another one in the next.
Yeah, but I do have a suggestion for the guy about the yoga. A lot of the community centers have yoga classes.
Very true.
That's very good.
Janice, do you have any questions for John, Tony, or Coven from Total Health Guidance?
No.
Okay.
Not at this time.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to go back to COVID
bye-bye.
Now.
Well, so
thank
all,
you.
We could offer like a secondary prize if you could guess who in studio was doing the best lip sync version of that song while it was playing. If you can guess who was doing the best lip sync version,
Chris.
Maybe we'll send
Probably
you another gift card. It was actually Coven.
Oh,
Coven was doing amazing lip sync.
He was rocking out in there.
So let's go back to Coven. You were talking about the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Do you want to just finish off where you left off there before the trivia?
So we were talking sympathetic nervous system being the system that's responsible for your fight or flight, and your parasympathetic being responsible for rest and refresh. Now, this imbalance we often see in autoimmune disorders because of chronic inflammation. Now, when your sympathetic nervous system is kind of on constant hyperdrive, you're kind of reacting to everything, you're physically you're going to have more inflammation in your body. Your body's not going to be able to process the inflammation as the adrenaline shoots up every time you have, you feel the need to run from something, whether it be a physical thing or it be an emotional thing. Because with mental health, I mean, the attacker doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could be any of those triggers for you. So with acupuncture, you know, and really lifestyle coaching, a lot of the things that we offer at our office, we can help bring those systems into balance. So we're treating the body, but we're treating the mind as well, because it's one being, you know, the body and mind, same thing.
Excellent.
Great. Yeah, that was really great, Coven. I think the last part specifically is amazing. We are a self-contained thing. Our mind and body and spirit are not separate. So that's really good to point out. Thank you.
Yeah. And in essence, really everything we do kind of falls into those things. Like, cause even with nutrition, again, you think of nutrition falling under the body of the mind, body, spirit. But if somebody is, let's say they're significantly overweight and they're trying to lose weight, it's a physical issue. But you can go online, you can go to any number of healthcare practitioners, and they can tell you, you know, how to lose weight. They tell you what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat. But what they don't do is they don't focus on the emotional or the psychological side of weight loss. And that's where we come in. So we also tell you those things, but on the other side of the break, we'll tell you more about how they fit into all that.
You requested links,
Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse, call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I got two things to tell you about right now. The first, I had to tell something to Tony. Tony, I don't know if you know this, but, and you probably do, but, you know, if you get your massage therapy working out here, I don't know if you know this, that stress will help you with cancer. I mean, I don't know if you know, stress, you want to have a lot of stress in your life. That brings along the famous word cancer, and that's a fact. So the point is very simple. People who are not stressed out, you can forget, let's put it this way, you may still get it, but if you have your massage therapy, well, you got better odds of not getting it than if you have, because that massage therapy, did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, anything you do to help your body, you
well,
know,
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything you do to help your body, you know, flush out things that aren't good
exactly
inside of it, help it get those natural systems really working really well, like a fine-tuned car engine. Yeah.
It also helps diabetes, too.
We have a guest caller, another caller, if you'd okay like it. Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, I got something else to say about Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey. Betty from Palmyra.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
All right, how's New Jersey treating you, Betty?
South Jersey. It's much better lately than it used to was before. Anyhow, I wanted to tell you what a wonderful presentation, what a wonderful program this is.
Oh, yeah? You
wonderful
like the program?
I love it.
You love it?
I love the program that you're talking about today.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah.
You hear that, John?
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you know what? I was struck by the fact that massage is so very important. You know?
It is. Bob Hope always said it too, but let's face it. For someone, would you tell John? He don't know how old you are. He's from Ocean City, New Jersey, and you're from Palmyra, New Jersey. Tell him how old you are, because he ain't gonna believe it.
94.
Wow.
94, John.
Congratulations.
It's amazing.
She's in South Florida, Palmyra, New Jersey.
Yeah,
Yep.
So, yes. Betty, are you getting regular massages, Betty?
I don't, but I would love to.
Yeah, you can do that. It's amazing. Again, for anybody of any age, you just make sure that the therapist is, you know, aware of any special needs you might need as someone in there. You know, at 94, it's amazing. Thanks so much for calling in. It's good to hear
thank
from
you for calling in, Betty.
Okay. Okay, Michael.
And tell Paul we said hello.
Night, Betty.
I will. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so two things I want to talk about.
We only have one top of the hour.
Oh, I'll talk about another top of the hour. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming. Stay tuned. That's right, for Blind and Beyond.